Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shir by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Zvachim is dedicated Le'ila Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Learning Maseches Zvachim Daf Ayin Vav. We're going to start the shir. We'll go back a little bit to Daf Ayin Hey and Beis to discuss the sugya which I didn't get to in the previous shir. The Gemara Ayin Hey and Beis towards the top brings Amirami Bar Chama. Three shilas Rami Bar Chama asked Lagabe the din of Tmuras Bechor. Normally, when you make a tamura on a behemah, you're not allowed to make a tamura, it's a live deraisa, but if you do, the tamura becomes kaddish the same way the behemah was kaddish. A tamura's ayla has all the kedusha's ayla. A tamura's shlamim has all the tamura's kedusha's shlamim. Rabbi Bacham asks a shayla, three shaylas of tamura's bechor. One is according to Beis Shammai, a bechor mechil lenidais. It means a bechor balmum, a tame is allowed to eat it, even without pinyon. You learn it out from the Pasuk in Re'ei. Hashayachal tzivas ha'ayol. A tamei can eat a b'char ba'amun. But Beishamai holds not a nida, not a tumah she'yetz ola migufa. So he asks the shayla, what about t'murasa? T'murasa ma'u, what's it done by a t'mura of a b'char ba'amun? Could a nida eat it? Also, b'char is ain't a nishko b'litra. You're allowed to eat a b'char ba'amun, but you're not allowed to sell it in a marketplace, in a butcher shop, and weigh it. That's like a zilzul in kachim to do such a thing. The shayla said that didn't apply to a tamura. And the third shayla was a mechara and a nifta. A mechara doesn't get opinion. Tamura somehow. As a tamura, could he be paid a tamura? These were the three shaylas he asked. And the Gemara answered, Amarav v'tanya, mechara ma'isim ashumu oisim tamura tamura sa kyaitzibhen. Tamura has the same din as the mechara. So I saw in the Sefer Pnei Mizbech, a heintig a mechaber, but a richtig a shtickel, that he shtal sich on the shaylam, what was Rami Bachama's two stadim? Why wouldn't the Tmura have the same dinim as the Bechara, lagabe eating nidus, lagabe pidyon, lagabe being nishka belitcher? What's taka the two stadim of the Gemara? Now, Bamison, you find, Taisus brings down that a Tmura's Bechara, you don't give to a kite. He holds that subshad in the Mishnah. It says in Tzmura, it's Nechalas Mumun Nebailim. Taisa says, Nechalas Mumun Nebailim means not the Kayin. There's no din to give it to a Kayin Bechlal. So you see, there's a chilik between the Tzmura and the Bechar. A Bechar, even a Bechar Balmum, is given to a Kayin. Nashagin a Tzmura's Bechar. It's not given to a Kayin. It's eaten by the Bailim. And the Rambam argues on this, the Nochas Tzmura, Barigim Allah Chabay, is also in the Pirish Mishnayis to that Mishnah in Tzmura. And he says that when it says Nechalas Labailim, it means to the Kayin. The Kayin is the Bailim on the Bechar and on the Tmura's Bechar. And the Brisker Rav, he speaks about it also here in Zvachim and Daf Tes, but he speaks about the Etz in the Sefer, Marin Rizalevi and Rambam, and Elchus Bechar, he says, Daf Nandal and Medez and the Dafia Sefer, that he says, what's the Machloikis Teis in the Rambam? Teisus holds the din that Bechar goes to a Kayin has nothing to do with the Kedusha of the carbon of the Bechar. Bechar is the kedusha of a carbon. You have ayla, shlamim, arshim. You have a bechar, but also the fact that it's a peterechem that gives the din matnas kuna, even without the din carbon, like zoyel lechayim v'keva, like reishis hagez, the matnas kuna at bechal of no shach is to a carbon. A bechar has to be given to a kayin betz, and that's the din that a bechar is given to a kayin. And you see, a bechar balmum is given to a kayin, even though it's not a carbon. It's eaten, it doesn't eat pidyon, nothing, it's just eaten to the Bailam. And the Yisrael is allowed to eat it, but it's given to a Kayin, it's a matnas kuna. So it's nothing to do with the din carbon that it's given to the Kayin. It's nothing to do with the Kedusha. The Rav brings in the Ksavim, the first parak, Chaim brought a bigger ayah, that there's a machlokes in the beginning of Bechayis of Shutfis Akam. Patis and Bechar. We pass in that if any Akam is any Shutvis in the Bechar, it's not a Bechar and doesn't have any Dine Bechar. But there's a Tana of Yehuda that holds it does have to be given to a Kayin. But that case has no Kedusha at all. A Bechar Balmum has some Kedusha. It's also Begiz of Aveda. It's Eina Nishkalos Belitra. But in the case of Shutvis Akam, it has absolutely no Kedusha, nothing. But it's still given to a Kayin according to Yehuda, who doesn't dash in the Miut of Yisrael, whatever it is. So you see, in Islam, the din matnas kuna of Bechar nothing to do with the Kedusha of the Behemah altogether. Hashem in the Rambam holds said no, that the Kedusha's carbon of Bechor has a din that it belongs to the Kain. It is mitzad the Kedusha. So maybe according to Taisus, you could explain the Shaila. The Shaila is these dinim, the Issa, according to Beshame, for a needed to eat it. Or the din of Nishko Belitra, or the din of Pidyon, maybe it's not totally in the Kedusha's Bechor, maybe it's not in din of Bechor, like the din of giving it to a Kain. But that alone is not mistabra. Bishleim in a din of giving it to a kain. There's no need for kedusha for that. It's not a halach in kedusha. There's a matnas kuna. There's a din. You have to give certain things to a kain. You give him truma. You give him zrael chayim v'kevi. You give him reishis hagez. So it could be there's a din. Every pet derechem goes to a kain. Granted, also every pet derechem has kedusha. It's a tzeit din. But it's two independent din and no shaykh is one to the other. So mela tmura has Kedusha's Bechor, has the Kedusha, but it's not a pet derechem. And the din of giving it to a kain, there's no shaykh, it's the din of Kedusha. Only a shaykh is in the pet derechem. But these dinim, avada, dinim in the Kedusha. The Kedusha of Bechor is such that even though it has a mum, and a tummy could eat it, but Beshamel is not to Mashiach, it's only good for not a nida. And also there are restrictions. It can't be Nishko Belitra. And there's a din, you can't be Paida. These are all dinim in the Kedusha. So once the dinim in the Kedusha, the Chari Vaitet Shver, what was Roy Becham is Havimina, why should the Tzmur not have these dinim? So in order to answer, we'll first be makdim them like this. One of the things it says is a Bechor is not Nifta. A Bechor, you can't be Paida. And what's it done with the Tzmur? So Taiz is very bothered. What would be Negei opinion by the Tzmur? Or by the Bechor Gufa? What's a Negei opinion? The Tmur itself has no din akrava b'chlal. So it can't be that when you paid it, you could use the money to buy another carbon with it, because it doesn't have the kedusha. The Tmur itself has no kedusha likarev, just like a b'char malmum, or even a b'char tam. There's no din that a kreva, the Tmur is not brought as a carbon b'chlal. It's a gemara earlier in the fourth parak. There's no such thing as being makriv a tmur of a bechor. You can makriv a tmur of an oil or shlomim, not a bechor. So what's the din with the tmur? It's neichel b'mumen lebailim. So anyway, you could eat it without any pinion. So what's the tzadim if you could be paid now? What's the negative of the pinion? Elamai Taisus asks, what about gizav avoida? So Taisus says that even after pinion, you have every carbon that has a mum and you paid it. There's an issa gizav avoid even after pinyon. Suli mikdashim asa begizav avoid. The difference is the bechor doesn't eat pinyon. As soon as the bechor gets a mum, you can eat it without pinyon. Every other carbon, if it gets a mum, you can be paid it, and then you can eat it after pinyon. But still, even after pinyon, it's asa begizav avoid. Bechor has no pinyon, and it's asa begizav avoid without the pinyon. And it's mutter to eat. So, factasis, if you could be paid it, it would still be asa begizav avoda. Just like any carbon, even after you paid it, it's asa begizav avoda. So, what could possibly be negeya, the din pinyon? So, Taisus says, what's negeya is a kedusha will be chal on the money. The mois will be kaddish. No din would change with the tmura, because you're allowed to eat it without the pinyon. And it's also the gizav avayd even with the pidyon. And what about giving it to a kain? They said, anyway, you don't give it to a kain. So the halacha with this animal, without the pidyon is, can't do any gizav avayd, but you can eat it. And after the pidyon, later, you can't do any gizav avayd, and you can eat it. So nothing changed with the pidyon. So Taisus, the shaila about the pidyon is, what kedusha be chal on the mice. So the sefer Shalom Rav, and the Chazinish, Kama, the end of Lama Dalit, says, what does it mean? How could it be chal on the mice? Nothing's chal. You didn't take off any kedusha from the animal. How could anything be chal on the mice? That was the pella. But there's another taisa sefer note. Because the Gemara says later, if you say haftali b'char, would that work? Taisa says loisi pada. And Rashi says, if you'd say haftali b'char, she'yetzi l'chul mikushase l'gazes v'levet. So the Gemara is mavur that there's a gzeris akasiv saying that pidyon doesn't work for gizav avodah. So Taiz again asks the kasha. What does that mean? Even if pidyon would work, how would that be matir gizav avoda? Every psulim mikdashim, even after pidyon, is asa begizav avoda. So how would the pidyon on bechor work to matir gizav avoda if you were allowed to make the pidyon? So Taisus says that what we're talking about was a balmum meikra. It was a balmum from the very start. Before it was born, it was a balmum. So it never had a proper kedusha seguf. So the emes is like this. Any other carbon, if you're mafresh a behemah for an oil or shlomim, which is not a balmum, and then afterwards it becomes a balmum, and you paid it, it's also begizav avoda. But if it's a balmum meikra, if it was already a balmum before you were makdish it, so then the halacha is that it's mutter begizav avoda. So that's what Taisus is saying, that if pidyon will work by bechor, so by a balmum meikra, if it was a balmum before it became a bechor, before it was born, then pidyon would help to be matter begizav avoda. So there's a shtickle tie from the Briskei Rav about this Taisus. The Briskei Rav, it's in Tzemur Daf Yigimel, it's also in Bechayris Daf Tezayin. That what's found in Taisus? Every other kachim that's about Mumi Ikroi, the pshan is it's not in Shaykh to be chal a kedushas a guf on the behemoth if it's about Mumi Ikroi. If it's already chal a kedushas a guf on the behemoth, it's chal a kedushas a kedushas shlomim. And then it gets about, then becomes a mum, then you paid it. There was already chal kedusha guf. So kedusha guf remains legabe the issa gizav avoda. Mashayin kain if it's about mum meikrei. So it's bechalal not shayach kedusha guf to be chal on a balmum. So meila, it's not a carbon. It never was a carbon. So avad, it's mutta be gizav avoda. Mashayin kain by a bechar, it has kedusha's bechar, even though it's a mum. It has kedusha's bechar. Vaharai, it's also be gizav avoda. So why would I think pidyon would help? Why do we need exeris a kasev that you can't be paid it? Because since it's about mum meikrei, so mela, you'd have a havin, the pidyon would work. The site of balmum meikrei is that it's never a carbon, never became an oil, it never became a shlomim. So mela, of course it's mutter begizav avoda. It only has kedushas gam damim, it doesn't have kedushas aguf. But a bechar, even a balmum meikrei, is might also begizav avoda. There's no chilek and din between a balmum meikrei and a balmum afterwards by Bechor. So Vaita, why would a balmum meikra be a teretz? Why would I think a balmum meikra pidyon would help? Zag de Briskei Rav gaval de geyusayt. Avada Bechor is also like other karbanis. It's not shayach a kedushas haguf to be chal on a balmum meikra. If it's a balmum, it's not shayach a kedushas haguf to be chal. So what's the pshat by a balmum meikra that it still has a issa gizav avada by Bechor? The teretz is, because it has kedushas bechar. There's two dinim. There's a bechar is a carbon, like an oil, like a shlamim, like an ashram, like a chatas. There's a carbon called bechar. That wouldn't apply to a balmum meikrei. It's not a carbon. A balmum meikrei can't be a carbon, period. Now there's another thing. A bechar gets kedusha. A bechar gets kedushas bechar. It has kedushas bechar to asa begizav avoda. Not kedushas carbon of bechar. Not bechar is one of the types of karbanis. Stop. A kedusha bechar, not mitzat carbon. Mitzat is a bechar. A bechar has kedusha. A bechar is kedusha to asa begizav avoda. That would apply even to a balmum meikrei. So Zakti Briskei Rav, there's a havimina. If a behemah has kedushas aguf, so that's the din of psulim mikdashim asa begizav avoda. That any time a behemah had kedushas aguf. It was an oil, it was a shlamim, it was a tide, it was a bechar. Not a balmum meikrei. But it had kedushas aguf, it was a carbon. And then you paid it. So then the kedushas aguf, the amolog kedushas aguf, the kedushas aguf that it once had, remains to asrit begizav avoda. So pidyon wouldn't help. Even after you paid it, it still has the issa of gizav avoda. Mashenkin a balmum meikrei. It never was a carbon, it never had kedushas aguf. So what's asering the gizav avoda, the kedushas bechar? Oh, maybe kedushas bechar you could be paid now. So if you could be paid the kedushas bechar, so then, if it was not a balmum meikrei, it was a carbon, so that's a kedushas aguf. That's more than just a kedushas bechar. That's a kedushas carbon. That's a kedushas of a carbon of a bechar. So there, even pediyah wouldn't help to take off the issa gizav avoda. Mashenkin about Mumi Ikrai, and then the had Kedushas carbon. It just has Kedushas Bechar. So if Kedushas Bechar would be able to have pinion, so that pinion would not go off the Issa Gizav Avoda. That's how the Brisker Rav learns this Taisus. The Taisus Dibur Maskel Heftali Bechor Balmum to explain why there's a Havimina, why you need a Pasuk to say that a Bechor can't have Pidyon, and if a Bechor could have Pidyon, it would be Matta Begizav Aveda by a Balmum Meikrei. So the emphasis of L'Shem Zevach, an early Achron, he asked the Kasha, why didn't Taisus say this as a Teretz? That now, the Taisus earlier, who's bothered, legabe what, with Tmura binigay opinion, why don't you say it's talking about a Balmum Meikrei, and legabe Gizav Aveda? How do you mash of these two Terut, these two Taisusin, and two Taisusin later, Taisus was maskim that on the side pidyon works by Bechor, al kapanim by a Balmum Meikrei, it will be matter be Gizav Aveda. So now the Gemara had a suffix if it works by Tmura. Why don't you say, b'negeya to imater gizav aveda by balmum meikrei? It's a good kasha. That could be taisa the one is that tzedayim by a balmum meikrei. But I'll go upon him, I want to now be miyashiv then the chazanish's kasha. So what does taisa mean that the kedusha would be chal on the money? If you're not taking off any kedusha, so what could be chal on the money? Zagach, you are taking off kedusha. Because Kedusha's carbon you can't take off, because it really doesn't have any Kedusha's carbon without the Pidya, and the Kedusha's carbon b'negei Gizav Avoida is going to stay on even after the Pidyon. But the Kedusha's Bechor you could take off if it would be Shayach Pidyon. Now Tarsus is saying it's not negei anything, because even though you took off the Kedusha's Bechor, so it's not Asa b'Gizav Avoida mitzad the fact it has Kedusha's Bechor. But anyway Asa b'Gizav Avoida, because it has Kedusha's carbon. And when it has Kedusha's carbon, even if you take off the Kedusha's carbon on Pidya, it remains with the Yisagiz of Aveda. But Taisa says it will be Negeya, because since you're taking off the Kedusha's Bechor with the money, so then the money is to be hektish. That's what I want to say to answer the Chazanish's Kasha, according to the Brisker Rav Shtickel Torah. Abanazel Inyan Arishin, so the Brisker Rav is saying that this two Dine Kedusha itself, this two Dine Mana Bechor. Besides the first Shtickel Torah we said from the Brisker Rav, that there's a Din Matnas Kuna, which is not tolling Kedusha Bechlau, which is tolling in the Din Pet Derechem. And that certainly wouldn't apply to Tmura. But even the Kedusha of the Bechor, there's a Kedusha Saguf of the carbon of Bechor, like any carbon. But then, even by a Balmum Meikrei, we don't have the Kedusha's carbon, you have the Kedusha's Bechor. Not the carbon. Stop. The Bechor itself has Kedusha, which gives it a din to Asherit Begizav Aveda. So Me'el L'Pnei Mizbeach says, L'fi Zeh, that could be the Shail of Rayim Barchama. Because these dinim, that according to Beishama, you can't be machal to Anida, and that you can't be Nishko Belitra, and that you can't be Paidit, these dinim, you could learn an upcoming mitzad, the Kedusha's carbon, the Kedusha's aguf, the carbon of the Bechor. They're coming mitzad the etzim kedusha of the Bechor, not mitzad the carbon. Stam, the Pet Derechem gives the kedusha that makes that Anita is not allowed to eat it, and you can't be shaykel belitra, and you can't be paid it. So that's the Gemara Shaila. When you do Tmura, maybe Tmura only takes off the, maybe Tmura only works and transfers the kedusha's carbon. So the Tmura would have a din carbon Bechor. But other dine kedusha Bechor, which is not tolling the kedusha's carbon, which would work even by a Balmum Meikrei, maybe that wouldn't be a Tmura. Because the Chayr, even a Balmum Meikrei, according to Beis Shammai, neither wouldn't be able to eat it. And you wouldn't be able to be Nishka Belitra. And that's Mefurshin Taisis. You can't be paid it. So these dinim are not mitzad the etzim Kedusha's carbon of Bechor. These dinim are stand the din of Kedusha's Paterechem. So then it'd be a grace of Makim to say, Tmura is a din in Karbonis. Whatever is there in the Bechor, mitzad its Kedusha's carbon, mitzad the fact that Bechor is one of the Karbanis, so Tmura would have those dinim. But mitzad the Kedusha's Pet Derechem, which would apply even to Balmum Meikrei, it's not a Kedusha's Aguf, maybe that wouldn't be Nitvus with Tmura. So that Rava says, he brings a Braisa that no, not only is the Kedusha's carbon go over with Tmura, who a din, the din Kedusha's Pet Derechem also goes over with Tmura, and mainly even the Tmura would have these dinim, which are not telling Kedusha's carbon, which are telling Kedusha's Pet Derechem. That's a shtickle tari from the Pnei Mizbeach. Now I want to say one more shtickle in the next Gemara. Rabbi Bacham asked another shaila. His shaila was, let's say someone has a Bechor Balmum, and he's makdish for Bedek HaBayis. So is there a din that you're not allowed to sell it in the butcher store and weigh it the regular way. And Shaila was, do you say Ravcha the Hektish Adif, or maybe he's Lusa the Bechar Adif? And Rashi explains, it's Mavurim Bechar Yistaf Varman Aleph, that how come a Bechar and a Meiser, those animals, those Karbanis, when they get a Mum, you're allowed to eat them, but you can't sell the meat in a butcher store, you can't be Mezalzel in them, treat them like total Chayil, Binishka, Belichin, Mkarim, Beitlis. But other Karbanis, they get a Mum, and Ayla, Shlomim, Asham, all those Karbanis, you could. What's the Chilik? The Teretz is, because if you're able to sell in a butcher store, obviously the price is more. So the Pidyon will go for more money. So all the other Karbanis, you have to be paid them. They're not Nechel B'mumen, you have to be paid them. So if you're going to say that even after you're paid them, you won't be able to sell in the butcher store, so the meat will cost much less. So Kumdai's Hekdish will get much less value than they would otherwise get. That's the Heter to sell a bit of this. Now, Shehagin HaBachar and HaMaisa, the Nechel B'mumen Levailim. There's no Dimpdiya. For Mechai gets the Mum, you could just eat it as is. So Mamela, Hekdish is not gaining anything from it being sold bitlis, so you're not mezalzel in Hekdish to sell bitlis. So here's the Shaila. It's not the same Kedusha. It's not like Oila with that Kedusha alain is losing out by the fact that you can't sell bitlis, so there we allow you. It's a different Kedusha. It's a Kedusha's Badek HaBayis that's gonna lose out. So maybe two different Kedushas. You're not mezalzel the Kedushas Bechar to help out the Kedushas Bedek HaBayis. So no, maybe since Hekdish is going to gain from it, you do it. That was the Gemara. Shaila the Gemara Tepeisha from our Mishnah, which did not allow you to do it, but our Mishnah is two different behemoths. Here it's the same behemoth with two Kedushas. So the Gemara's maskana was, Amar Abi Ami klum hiknu lezel ha-mashakanu lai. He can't give to Kachi Bedek HaBayis more than what he had. Since his kinyan in the Bechar did not allow him to sell in the butcher store to be Nishkol Belitcher, so who adin, Hekdish, the Bedek HaBayis, won't have more than that. So that extra value won't belong to Hekdish. So Melo, who adin, Hekdish, can't sell it Be'iliz and be Nishkol Belitcher. At Kan the Gemar. So as a shtickle from the Brisker of a Geshmak shtickle, it's in the Sefer, Marn Rizal Levi Hilchas Tmur, it's on page 118 in the Dafeya Sefer. That he's very bothered. He says, when you have a Bechar Baal Mum, it's yours. You could sell it. You could sell it to whoever you want. It's yours. It belongs to you. So if you're Makdish, it belongs to Hekdish. Now you had an Isser to be Nimka Belitra, to be Nishka Belitra, Nimka Bitlis. You had that Isser. Hekdish, we have a Shaila. Do we say he's Lusa the Bechar Adif? Do we say Rafka the Hekdish Adif? I can understand the Shaila. I understand the Tut Stadim. But without saying that there's a special Isser of Zilusa de Bechar, why should Hekdish not be able to do it? It belongs to them. What does it mean since you didn't own it to sell it, Belitcher, so you can't give it to Hekdish? You own the whole thing. You own the thing lock, stock, and barrel. You could sell it to whoever you want. So Lechara, Hekdish Bedek HaBayis owns the whole thing. You had a restriction. That's not a restriction on your ownership. That's a din. That's a halacha. Is that halacha applied to Bedek HaBayis? That's a Gemara Shaila. But what restriction, what shear in the Bailas is it? He says, the Shita Mekabetza says another svar. Shita Mekabetza says his das is not to give to Hekdish more than he had. So in the Shita Mekabetza, he says, he thinks it's a little dachuk, but you could say that about he didn't own it, he couldn't sell, he didn't have such a value in it, because he was not allowed to sell it in the butcher store. So Mela, he's being Meshayer in the Hekdish, that he's not giving Hekdish that kayak, that's supposed to do it. Why should Meshayer is not so clear? But that's what it says in Shita Mekabetzis. But we understand the lumnus, we understand the mechanics, how it works. He's not giving them to, I think, the Hekdish is being Meshayer in the Hekdish, is supposed. Fine. But Rashi sounds like he can't give it to Hekdish. He doesn't have it, so he can't give it to Hekdish. He owns the whole thing, what do you mean he doesn't have it? He has an Isser. Now he gives it to Hekdish. If Hekdish wouldn't have that Isser, so what's wrong? That's Rek Debriskerov. After Debriskerov, there's a Gemara in Bechar Yistaf Tezvav that says that you can't be Makdish a Bechar. You can't make the Bechar into a different carbon, even if it's a Balmum. Now, if it's a Balmum, anyway, it really can't be a different carbon. It's the Gei, the Kedusha's dumb for a different carbon. But he says, like, even let's say You have that same halacha by Vlodis Kachim that were born after the pinyan. They also can't become another korban. There's a din. Once it has a certain din hektish, it can never get another din hektish. So he wants to be mechadish. That was his whole shtickle beforehand, that who in the Beda Kabayis it can't become hektish. Who in the Beda Kabayis, once it's a Bechor, it can't get any other hektish. So what's Bechlal the din of Hitvis Bechor le Beda Kabayis? The din is, he calls it a hektish iloy, meaning you're not being maktish the goof of behema. You're just being maktish your schus mammon you have in the behema, your toivis hanah you have in this Bechor, you could give that to hektish. But you can't give the behemoth to hektish because there's a din that hektish not chal on hektish. So mamela, now it's musbir. If the pshat is, it's not shaykh b'chlal chalois din hektish b'edek avayis on a b'char. And the whole din is that I'm just giving my binim, my schusim in the b'char to b'edek avayis, but the etzim behemoth doesn't have kedushas b'edek avayis, so then it's good. Hektish doesn't own the behemoth. I can only give them my schusim the behemah. So since I don't have a schus to sell it be'idlis, to t'minishka be'litcha, to minimka be'idlis, so mela hektish will never get that schus. They anyway don't get the behemah. They just get the schusim. There's not a schus that I have. This schus I can't give to hektish. That's the shtickle from the briskerov. And now let's start the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ashim shenesarev v'shlamim. If you have a carbon asham, which is mixed up with the carbon shlam, you don't know which is which. So there, the zrika is the same. The sprinkling of the blood is exactly the same. They both do Shnayim Shein Arba, but the eating is different. The Asham is only eaten for Kehanim, for Zichrei Kuna, for male Kehanim, in the Azara, and it has to be only for that day and that night at Chatzais. You can't eat the next day. And the Shlamim could be eaten in Yerushalayim, and it could be eaten by Yisrael, and it could be eaten by an Isha, and it could be eaten for Shnei Yamim V'layla Echad. So, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shnei Mishkatu B'Tzafon, they both are shechted in the north, even though the Shlam doesn't have to be shechted north, but you don't know. So therefore, they both should be shechted in the north, like the Chaymer of the Asham. And you treat them both like an Asham. Kahanim will eat both of them in the Azar Zichri Kahuna, and only for Yom V'Layla. Omrulai, the Rabbanim told Rabbi Shimon, Emivim Kachin Lebeis Apsol, you're not allowed to do that because it comes out that you're being memayin in the Zman Achila Shlomim, and it's possible the Shlomim become possible because they won't have the full leeway of eating like it's supposed to have. Therefore, a better eitz is let them both get a mum, and then you'll be able to bring an Ashim and a Shlomim that you'll know which one is which. But Nisar v'chatichas b'chatichas, if it's already pieces of meat, Ashim and Shlomim, so then everyone's maskim, the kachi kachim, everyone's masking it there. You just eat them as if they were the most chaymer. It's too late. There's nothing you could do. There's no other eitza. So therefore, you just eat them kachaymer shebehen. So the Gemara brings that there was a brisa that was said in front of Rav that shvius ain leichem b'demei chumim neishematem achilasa. That if you have money of shvius, when you sell Peyre Shvius, so the money gets Kedusha Shvius, and whatever you buy with the money will also get Kedusha Shvius. And we'll have to have the dinim of Shvius. And it says you're not allowed to buy Truma with it because now the Truma will lose some of its leniency of Achil. In other words, this is how Rav Rishayim learn, Rashi and Taisus and other Rishayim will say, because by Shvius is his man beer. After you don't have this product anymore in the fields, so you can't keep the product in your house, you have to bring it out of the house and put it into the fields. So if you're going to have truma, you're going to have to finish up the truma before the zman beer. So therefore, azai, the truma you can eat whenever you want. You don't have any time limit. And now you're making a time limit on how long you could eat this truma. So you're being memayit, this man achila, you may be kachlim adei psul, there's a possibility that this truma now will become pasul, which won't be able to be eaten because you bought it b'dmei shvius. So the Gemara says, Amruah Rabbana Kamin de Rav, ahad the lake Rav Shimon. Deik Rav Shimon, I'm going to be in kachlim adei psul. So the Rabbanan said that this doesn't go like Rav Shimon, that's gufa the machlaikis in the Mishnah. Rav Shimon has no problem when you to be makriv the asham and the shlam, they got mixed together, even though the shlamim will have less time to eat it. Reb Shimon doesn't hold that problem. So here also, he wouldn't have a problem buying the truma b'dmei shvius, because it's okay if the truma will have a time limit. So he told them, no, I feel it to Reb Shimon, hani milu b'evan av v'chachil oloi. Reb Shimon's only means it got mixed together. So the only other eitz is yirachi yistayev v'shver eitz. So mele v'iris mekel to yimei v'kachil v'dei psul, but l'chachil to buy truma with mei shvius and make, give limitations on the truma, Reb Shimon's maskim. The Gemara ended up arguing on that because there was a Mishnah. That was a Rashi. There's a Mishnah in Shvius that says, "Ein mevashlin yerek shel Shvius v'shemen shel truma shlo yaviu kachshon lebeis psul." You can't cook a vegetable of Shvius with shemen shel truma again because the shemen shel truma now will have to be eaten by the zman habir, and you're going to bring kachshon lebeis psul. And it says in that Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Matir. So you see, Rabbi Shimon allows you to cook a yerek shel shvius, the shemen shel truma. He didn't have a problem that now the shemen will have a limitation. So who would then you could buy truma b'dmei shvius? That's what the Gemara says, and that the Gemara is mafalpel about it. That's the maskanas haGemara. So in that Mishnah Gufa also, the Rash and the Rush, and other mafarshim there in shvius, they learn like Rashi and Taisus here. The issue is the truma. You have shemen shel truma, which doesn't have any limitations on eating, and then you're going to cook it in the Yerek Shel Shvius, which now you'll have to eat it by the Zman Bir, it has a limitation, and Memela is a problem of Nevi and Kachin L'Dei Psul. But the Rambam and the Rav on that Mishnah says a different Pshat. He says the Pshat that the problem is that you bring the Shvius L'Dei Psul. Shvius is also called Kachin. Shvius has Kedusha Shvius. You have your Yerek Shel Shvius, and you're going to limit the eating of the Shvius, because if you cook it in Shemen Shel Truma, so now only Kanim can eat it. And also, if it becomes Tamei, you won't be able to eat it. That's how you could eat Shvius if it becomes Tamei, but now that it's Truma, it becomes Tamei, you won't be able to eat it. So you're making limitations on the Shvius. So this is the Machlokes Rishonim, Rashi and Taisus, the Rash and the Rush, and other Rishonim hold that the issue of mixing Truma and Shvius, the problem is Truma. The problem is now the Truma is going to have the limitations. It has to be eaten Bizman before the Zman Habir. Mashengi in the Rambam, and the Rambam also in Yad, in Hilchas Shvius, he says the problem is the other way. The problem is Shvius. You have Kedusha Shvius, which is, you don't have limitations, and you have limitations of beer, but you don't have so many limitations. You're putting limitations on the Shvius. You might not be able to eat it, because you might not have a kain around to eat it. It might become tame. A tfuliyah might touch it, which is not a problem with Shvius, but it's a problem now that it became truma. So Rabbi Kivenga asks on the Rishonim's pshat, on Rashi and Taisus' pshat, that Taisus in Psachim, Nafnan Dalet, says clearly that there's no issa to eat Peiris Shvius after Zman Bir. Rashi seems to hold that there is an issa, but Taisus holds there's no issa to eat Peiris Shvius after the Zman Bir. The halacha is that you have to be mafkirit. You have to bring it out and be mafkirit for everybody. But let's say nobody is zeichin it, you can take it back. Or someone could be zeichin it, he could eat it. You can't have any Peiris stored in your house for your personal eating after Zman Bir. You have to bring it out into the chatzir for everyone to eat. So I say, what's the meat? You have chumul, comes Zman Bir, so you'll be after it. Why is that a problem being Maya Bachilosa? So the Mishnah Rishonah there in Shviya says, a teretz, that if you're going to bring it out into the field, the point is after you mafkir for the behemoth and the chayas also. Maybe a behemoth and a chayah will eat it, and that's not called the chilas chuma. So if I did that's called bringing chuma the base of soul, you're going to bring it out, and maybe Behem and Chaya will eat it. The Chazenish, in Shvius, Simin Yigimel, Ois Yedalad, he says another teretz, that when you bring it out, you're passing the chuma al tzesach hadas. When you bring it out and leaving it hefker, so Stamazay, no one's allowed to eat it now, because it'll become pasal al tzesach hadas. Al Kopanim, that's the pshat in the Rishonim, that they say the problem is you can't make truma into shvius because you're limiting the achilas truma. Because after the Zman B, you won't be able to eat it. Could be because you'll have to give it out to the animals, or could be a possible Besa Chadas. The Chazish is another teretz, that if you forget to do it, then it becomes Asa Bachila. If you don't do it, if you don't bring it out, then it becomes Asa Bachila. So it could become Asa Bachila. Now the Panim Meiris Eifenard asks a kasha on the other pshat, an obvious kasha, that if you're going to say that the problem, like the Rambam, the problem is you're making the Shvius, you're being reminded as Man Achila Shvius, so how do you learn the Gemara? Then the Gemara asks that kasha, that the Mishnah says, Eim Avashlan Yerik Shal Shvius V'Shemen Shal Truma Shalei Yeviu Kachin Lebeis Absul V'Rab Shimon Matir. So you see, Rab Shimon holds, even L'Chatchila you'll have to be reminded as Man Achila Sa. So Abaye says, why don't you say Chumas Yerik is the Rabbanah? Abaye was learning that it's Lav Dafka Yerik Shal Shvius B'Shem Shal Truma. What is really being matter is a Yerik Shal Truma B'Shem Shal Shvius, and then it's Mutta because Chumas Yerik is the Rabbanah. So Yomari says that that's not Yachi Ibchem Yibayil Lemisne Yerik Shal Truma B'Shem Shal Shvius. That's not the way the Mishnah says it. The Mishnah says he's being matter a Yerik Shal Shvius B'Shem Shal Truma, and Shem Shal Truma is the Raisa. You can't say the Mishnah means the Yerik Shal Truma B'Shem and Shuyas. But Al Kapanim, you see clearly that Abaye was learning that the problem here is Truma. That's why Abaye was Mechalik, that if we're not talking about the Shem and Shal Truma, if we're talking about the Yerik Shal Truma, and that's Truma der Rabbanan, there, Rav Shimon says you can bring a Leves of Soul. Hashem can, if the Shem and Shal Truma, that's their Isa, he wouldn't be masking. But if you're going to say the problem here is Shvius, that you bring the Shvius Leves of Soul by making it into Truma and saying that it's also Lazarim and it's Asher if it becomes Tamei. So what's the answer that the Yerek of Truma is Derabbanan? We're not discussing the Mir Achila of Truma. We're discussing the Mir Achila of Shvius. And Shvius, both Chaman and Yerokas are Deraisa. L'chayra Pliya, l'chayra the Gemara here is Mukhrich, like the Pshat, that we're not discussing being Mamayit is Man Achila Shvius, because we're limiting the Shvius that now only a Kayan, or only if it's Tar, you can eat it. We're discussing limiting the Truma, that now the Truma can't be eaten after this Man of Beer. So the Chazon Ish, Eifen Art, and Simon Yagimel, Isisif Katan Yadalin, he says, the Emes is the Kayan there, and Shnei Shaliyo, and the Mishnah says it's both. You have both problems. You now be Mamayit is Man Achila of Truma. You also, because Truma is a kachet, and you're supposed to eat Truma, and you can't limit your ability to eat the Truma, but you also can't limit the ability of Shvius. So you really have both problems. So what's a bias teretz? If you really have both problems, so what's a bias teretz that Truma's Yerik is Durabanan? That takes care of the problem of Truma, but it doesn't take care of the problem of Shvius. So the Chazon Ish says, what Abaye meant was like this. Shvius is not as chomer as Truma or as Kachim. So if Reb Shimon is matir to bring Shvius lebeis of soul, that's not a raya that he's matir to bring Truma lebeis of soul. If he's matir Kachim lebeis of soul, kol shkein Truma. But if he's matir Shvius, that's not a raya he's matir Truma. So this Mishnah would be mukhrich that legabe Shvius, there won't be a problem even lechachil to bring a base of soul. But you still could say that Rav Shimon agrees to the Braisa, the Tani Tani Kama Derav, that you can't buy Shvius B'demer Chuma because you bring the Chuma the base of soul. So here you have a raya in this Mishnah that Chuma also you can't bring the base of soul because you're cooking the Chuma together with the Shvius. So it's going to be a problem with Chuma also. So now we say, no, it's Chuma Derabanan. So you are being machriach from this Mishnah that Shvius, even the Raisa, you can bring the base of soul. But Abaye holds, but Chuma not. Either Mishnah's Mavur, Chuma also you can bring the base of soul. That's because it's Chuma Derabanan. And then why says, no, we're talking about the Shemin Shal Chuma and the Erek Shal Shvius, so the Chuma is also the Raisa. But in the Rabbanan that holds Emevi and Kachin the base of soul, you could still say that the problem of Emevi and Kachin the base of soul is not only a problem of bringing Chuma the base of soul, but also a problem of being Shvius the Deis of Soul, and that's the Pshat in the Ram. That's the Chazon Ish's Teretz. One more, Arab. Taisus asks, if there's a problem of Truma, of buying Truma b'nei Shvius, or cooking Truma together with Shvius, because you're limiting the Achilles Truma, because you can't eat after the Zman Beer, So how are you allowed to take chuma and make it into chametz and make chalas out of it, make bread out of it? Why don't you say also that you bring the chuma the base of soul because you can't eat it on Pesach? You're going to have to get rid of it before Pesach. Why shouldn't there be now a halacha if you're going to say that you can't buy chuma b'dmei shvius, or you can't fry a yerek shel shvius b'shem and chuma, because the chuma now is going to be limited. You can't eat it past this man of beer. So who it didn't, it should be halacha. You can't make chuma into chametz, because now it's limited, because you can't eat it on Pesach. So Taisa says two terutzim. One terutz is that chuma is a din of lamashcha. All matnas kun is in lamashcha. You have to eat it in an exemplary way. You have to eat lamashcha l'gdula k'derech sham lachem eisen. So it's a din of lamashcha, you should make it chametz, because that's the most appropriate way to eat the chuma. You have to eat it derech gadlus, so mela, you have to eat a chametz dik. Matzah doesn't have the same gedula as chametz. So, Ebezai, what's the problem with frying the yerek shel shvius b'shem and shel chuma? You want to eat it in a geshmak way. So, Zok Taisis, because the yerek is gaining from the shemen, but the shemen's not gaining from the yerek. The shemen's not gaining from the yerek. So, mela, you're not enhancing the shemen to give you a hetter of lamashcha. But the Chaknasin and the Chazinish also asks that has a shim with Abaya. Abaya wanted to change it, that we're talking about a yerek shel chuma with shemen shel shvius, and Abaya said it's because chuma's yerek is derabana. But if we're talking about a yerek shel chuma and shemen shel shvius, now the yerek is being enhanced by the shemen. So why would it be mutter al samashka? Why would Abaya have to say because it's derabanan? Chare very shver. Taisa says the second teretz, that the reason why you let it make chuma chametz is because chametz happens by itself. I guess to make bread, that's what you do with wheat. It's not a kasha why you let it make bread. And a kasha is why don't you make matzah? Teretz says, I didn't make it chametz. It became chametz by itself. He says, even if I use sa'ar, I use a leavening agent, but it would have became chametz by itself anyway. So it's not called I'm bringing kutch in the base of soul. I'm Chaim Kanievsky, and the Sefer Derech Emuna points out, Lefi the Rambam, that there's a chsarin in taking shvius and being memayit as man achilas shvius, because you now take shvius and mix it with chuma, buy chuma with the dmei shvius, or roast it with chuma, fry it with chuma, because now the shvius is limited, so you don't have Taisa's first teretz of lamashcha by shvius. Lamashcha is only said by matnas kuna. You have to say the second teretz, that the reason why you'd be allowed to make chametz with wheat of shvius is because it becomes chametz by itself. Taisa's first teretz would only apply l'shitasai, that the problem here is the truma, that you're limiting the truma. So there you could say that making chametz is not called limiting the truma, because you have to do it because of lamashcha. But according to the Rambam, that the problem is limiting the shvius, so how you let it make chametz with wheat of shvius, you're going to have to say Taisa's second teretz, because the chametz becomes chametz by itself. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara brings another raya that Rabbi Shimon holds that lechatchila there's no din of emivi and kach and dev sol, even lechatchila. The Gemara's raya is, because Rabbi Shimon is discussing a case where somebody has a suffix if he's a mitzari muchlet or not. A mitzari muchlet doesn't become tar unless he brings an asham and a loik shemen. But he's a suffix, and you can't bring an asham, he's suffix. So the Gemara says, you bring an asham and a loik shemen, and you say that if I'm a mitzari, so this is an asham, and this is a loik shemen, and if not, it should be a shalmei nedava. It should be a shlamim. So you see from here, that you don't have a problem of a ma'id z'man echilasa, because this might be a shlamim. But on the other hand, you're going to have to eat it as if it was an asham, because it might be an asham. So you're taking something which might be a shlamim and putting it in a matziv where it also might be an asham, and then you're only going to eat it for a day and a night, and only for kahanim, and only in the azarah. So the Gemara answers, Tukune gavra shani. Here there's no other etzah for the gavra, for the mensch, to become tar. So therefore, we allow the kachin nevil and psul, because otherwise there will be no other etzah for the gavra to become tar. It's not only a question of the carbon, it's also a question of the gavra. There's no other way that he could bring a carbon to be metar from his mitzvah. Now the Braisa says that this asha needs shchita b'tzafayim, matan b'haynis, smicha, nesachim, and tnufas chaza v'sheik. All these five things, shchita b'tzafayim, has to be shechta in the north, and needs matan b'haynis. Now those two things are because of the possibility that it's an asha mitzayir. A shlamim does not need shchita b'tzafayim, but an asha is kachay kashim, is shchita b'tzafayim. A shlamim, you put the dam on the mizbech, you don't put the dam on the thumb and the toe and the ear of the Balaam. But in Asher Mitzayir, there's a din matan b'haynis. You also put the dam on his ear and on his thumb and on his toe. So you have to do this matan b'haynis just in case it's an Asher Mitzayir. Now, Nesachim and Tnufas Chazav Hashayk are things that are for Ishlamim. That's what Rashi says, that Shechita Safin and b'haynis is Chaymer of Asham, and Smicha, Nesachim and Tnufas Chazav Hashayk is a chaymer of shlamin. Now, tnufas chazav v'sheik is certainly only by a shlamin. But smicha is a shayla. There's a gemara earlier in the third parak in the Aflamid Gimel, which discusses if smicha of asha mitzayir is deraisa or not. If smicha of asha mitzayir is indeed deraisa, so they both need smicha. So Taisa says, according to Matni Omer, it mentions smicha chinam. It mentions smicha for no reason, because they both need smicha. And he also says that Nesachim is also mentioned for no reason because they both need Nesachim. But Tufas Chazav Hashayik is only by Shlamim. But Taisus says if Smichas Asha Mitzayra is the Rabbanan, so then it's by Kafes Yad, and even though Shlamim needs Smicha Gemura, but because the Kunei Gavra, they will matter by Kafes Yad. Which Taisus means like this. According to the Man Yomer, that Smichas Asha Mitzayra is Lav Deraisa, so how do you do Smicha Ayetz Avayda Bekachim? So the Gemara says earlier, Taisa says earlier, Naflam Gimam and Aleph, that's done by Kafis Yad, it's done not with full leaning on it, it's done just putting the hands on it, which wouldn't be an Isser of Eid B'Kachim B'Chalal. It's a little bit Shverim Shat, because Taisa is Mashman that Eid B'Zay, it says Smicha for a reason, it says Smicha to tell you that you do a Kafis Yadayim. I don't see the Mashmois of that in the Braisa. If anything, smicha sounds like a regular smicha. And if it means a kafis yadayim, so all Asher Mitzayra does a kafis yadayim. How a ton smicha be mashmit you that you're doing a kafis yadayim more than regular smicha? Ba'akabanim does stay in Taisus, and that's what Taisus says earlier on the Afayin Dalad. And the pshat is that really you're not going to be yaitz smicha with this carbon. And I, the Gemara, said earlier that we don't allow you to bring a carbon without smicha. The teretz is that kunei gavra. We normally would not allow you to bring a carbon without smicha, but this is the only way you could possibly bring this carbon and become tar, is without smicha, because since it's a suffix, so he's going to have to bring it as a shlam and make it tonight, and then the shlamim would behechrich not have smicha. Rashi is a little mashma, not that way, because Rashi says that the smicha is kechaymer shlamim. So it sounds like you're doing a regular smicha the way you do by a shlamim, as opposed to Asher Mitzayir, where there the smicha is not deraisa. But L'chayit Shver and Rashi, how could you do smicha if it's a suffix shlam, suffix asham? By a suffix, you don't do smicha L'chayit because you can't do smicha misafik because it's avayda b'kachim. That means Taisan Daf Lamed Gimel is mashma that way. Look at the Chak Nasan and Daf Lamed Gimel, he's ma'ir this. And Taisus and Daf Lamed Gimel says, "Mitaychach shmeitz asi shaper had amberisha teruvis gabi suffik mitzayir shemei v'ashom eveluga imay." That that we have our Gemara means reisha teruvis. He calls perik a teruvis. That's what the Rishonim call it. That a suffik mitzayir brings the asham and the lug, and he says, "Va'isa asham ton smichu behindus." He says, "Why did they say smicha? An asham needs smicha, and a shlam needs smicha. Teretz is because the asham he just do a kafis yadayim." And it's telling you a chiddush that you need smicha deraisa, because it might be a shlamim. So there also, it's mashma klar in Taisus that you take do a smicha b'chal kaicha because it is safik shlamim, not like our Taisus and Taisus and Afayin and Dalet. And this is the mashmayis of Rashi, but the Chak Nasan is ma'ir. L'chayr, the halacha is, if you have a safik smicha, you have a safik of the asay of smicha, as opposed to the lav of doing a veidu b'kachim, the halacha is you don't do the smicha, v'tzarechiyin. But if that's what Taisus says in Daf Lamed Gimel, it's a steer in Taisus, it's not Shredel and Rashi that way. But Sarachim, what's Taka the Pshat? Now Taisus points out another thing with the Asham that you have to do Behechrich, do differently, because Since you're doing matan b'hainis, the halacha is, and we learned this in the fifth parak, that a asher mitzera needs two kehanim to be mekabel the dam. One to mekabel the kli to be zayuk on the mizbech, and the other to mekabel the yad to do the matan b'hainis. Now, if it was a shlomim, the halacha is, al kaponim l'chatchila, you have to mekabel all the dam, like it says earlier on daf chafeyim and aleph, that there's a din to mekabel all the dam. And you're not doing that. You're being mekabel most of the dam, but you're also putting some of the dam in the hand, which if it's an asher mitzera, that's what you're supposed to do, but if it's a shlomim, so that dam is missing kabbalah, so you're not being mekabel all the dam. So Taisa says, again, tikkunei gavra. So the Chag Nosson here points out that if the Gemara anyway had to say tikkunei gavra to take care of the problem that you're not doing a proper smicha, and also that you're not doing a proper kabbalah because some of the dam has to go in the hand of the kain, so what was so shver, the karila my karila, what was the Gemara bringing her ayah that there's no problem v'im v'im kashim l'beis apsul? We understand that anyway things are different here because of tikkunei gavra. So you could say, who would the navimatz meim l'tameich? But the Chag Nosson says that the Gemara thought that b'nigeya the shayla of doing a mitzvah k'tikuna, like being mekabel all the dam, or I'm adding doing smicha in the proper way, b'chol kaychay. So there, because of tikkunei gavra, even if you can't do the whole mitzvah k'tikuna, it's good enough. Mashenkeim b'nigeya mevim kachin leves apsul, shayna abs, a problem of paslus, that the Gemara thought that you wouldn't do that as tikkunei gavra. So this is all b'negei the asham. Now the Gemara always has a big discussion about the leg shemen. And the Gemara is bothered, how do you bring a leg shemen? In the case he's not an asham mitzera, you have a problem of bringing chul nazara. So Taisa says, and this is Taisa sheet in Kama Mekaymus, and we'll speak maybe a little bit more about this in the next year, that there's no problem stam bringing in chul into the azara. The problem is doing an aveda. If you're going to do the Aveda, meaning you're going to do Hazal with the Leik Shemen, you do Matan Behinis with the Leik Shemen, so that's an Aveda that's being done with the Leik Shemen, that's the problem of Chul Nazara. Stop bringing in something Chul Nazara, that's okay. That wouldn't be an Isser, particularly if there's a Tzerech, but here you're doing an Aveda with it. So the Mikdash David, in Perek Yud Beis, in the beginning, he points out in Chesan Dezach, he had a Chakira. The Leik Shemen of the Mitzerah, that you do azah 7 times, you also put it on the behindness and everything. Is that a carbon dik aveda? Or is that a taras mitzera dik aveda? That was a shayla. Maybe it's b'chal not an aveda, it's a carbon. Maybe it's a aveda that you need for taras and mitzera. You need a kain, because taras and mitzera could be needs a kain, you know, just like the shteitzi parim that you do, it's not an aveda b'chal. It's a taras and mitzera dik a thing, so maybe the like shaman's also azah. But he says, in this place, we're not that way. If it wouldn't be an Aveda, it wouldn't be a problem of Chulam Ba'azaya. If Isis is an Aveda digger, then he brings us a Raya from the Rambam says that if you're over alive, eating the Shemen before the Matam Bahinais, and the lav is the same lav of eating Basar before Zrika. Vaisis, if you're stelling tzu to Basar before Zrika, so the Pshaizah has to be in the sky in the din of Aveda's Mizbeach, in order to be matir the shemen. So here also, you have to do the azah on the matan behindus. That's gufa da avaydus ha-shemen, that's matir the shemen. And in this you have the same isser of eating kachim before zrika. Vices from the Rambam, that it's not just tamataris mitzeri digadin, that is the avaydus ha-karbin of the leg shemen. And beis Hashem, in the next year we'll speak more about the sugyas ha-gemara with Rashi and Taisus about the din of the leg shemen. The Shakla V'tayev, the Gemara with Rashi and Tarsus.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.